Most of the Midwest this morning continues to have some occasional light snow falling across a fair amount of the region, especially from the easternmost sections of Iowa and Missouri into the Ohio River Basin area and the eastern Great Lakes region. Most of the snowfall continues to be rather light, but over the day yesterday, we did see upwards to 4 inches of accumulation occurring in parts of southern Ohio, and one location near the West Virginia border reporting up to 6 inches. The rest of the region saw dustings up to around an inch of snow accumulation. A lot of variation across the region as far as snow coverage is concerned. The good news is the temperatures overnight tonight and tomorrow night will not be low enough to cause any serious threat of damage to the soft wheat crop, even if there are pockets that are not well covered with snow. We expect the afternoon temperatures today to be rather cool across a big part of the region. We'll probably only see teens for highs in Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, maybe even northwestern Illinois. Other areas will see highs in the 20s today, even some 30s from Michigan into Ohio and eastern portions of Indiana and Kentucky, where the snow will be most likely and the cloud cover will be thickest. We'll look for the temperatures tomorrow afternoon to be very similar, looking for a lot of teens and 20s across a big part of the Midwest. There might be some warmer air in Nebraska and parts of Kansas and western Missouri where we might see some 40-degree temperatures, but that's as warm as it gets. And then on the Thursday afternoon, we'll see the temperatures still running in the teens and 20s north and 20s and some 30s in the south. The lowest temperatures over these next few nights will likely occur in the upper parts of the Midwest, where we'll see negative temperatures occurring across a big part of northern Iowa and Wisconsin and portions of Minnesota. Negative single digits will be most common. Some negative teens, though, will occur in northern Minnesota, and it looks like the lower Midwest will see some positive single-digit readings and perhaps a few teens, but we're not expecting temperatures below zero, or really not quite close enough to zero to raise any serious threats for those snow-free areas across parts of the Midwest. So, like I said, I don't think the winter kill will be an issue from this particular bout of cold. Now, as we get out a little later into this week, we'll see the nighttime temperatures warm up just a little bit with teens and some lower 20s possible as we get towards the weekend. There are no major precipitation events slated for the Midwest for a while, but with that said, we will be dealing with some occasional snow still yet today and early tomorrow across the eastern portions of the Midwest. Dusting upwards to an inch of snow will occur. I don't expect to see anything greater than that except downwind from Lake Michigan and Lake Erie, and where we could still see some heavier snow squalls periodically. A small disturbance will come into the northwestern Corn Belt on Wednesday morning. We'll look for that to work its way southeastward through Iowa and into parts of Missouri and western Illinois before dissipating. Expect to see a dusting upwards to an inch or two of snow accumulation coming with that, maybe something greater in the eastern parts of the Dakotas. And as we get out into the day on Thursday, we'll probably see relatively dry conditions for a while, not much precipitation of significance expected. I think the next larger storm system to impact the Midwest will probably hold off until the 18th through the 20th, and another system will come around for the 22nd through the 24th. So in general, it's not a bad scenario for most of the Midwest. And in South America today, the forecast continues to look mostly good for Argentina and Brazil, with a good mix of rain and sunshine likely, along with warm temperatures, and that the mix should help to support summer crops in a very fine manner, and most likely we'll see yield potential staying high. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.